Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program here on a Tuesday on 97.1 The Ticket post-draft. There's still tough stuff to talk about with the Lions in the draft. Got some Tiger stuff we're going to mix in today, amongst other things. But I start with greeting you, my friend Scott the Gator Anderson. And I talked to Kang about this and we got sidetracked. I owe you two lunch. How about Thursday?
Yeah, it works for me. Kings, Thursday work for you?
Yeah, whatever Doug wants to do, man.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's up to you, Doug.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll go for it Thursday. Now, are we gonna get? Do we have Evan go pick it up? Is that how this works? That means I buy Evan lunch too. But yeah, I'll talk to him. Chick-fil-A sound good.
Whatever you you know.
Chick-fil-A. I get to choose.
Yeah, man. All right. We don't have to order what you order.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't need the superfood salad. I don't need that.
Chick-fil-A superfood salad.
Yeah,
is really
go
good.
For it.
They've changed the name of it, but
we're pretty breezy.
Yeah. Anything exciting last night in the Gator household?
Obviously, I was disappointed there was no Tigers to watch. So I opened up Netflix, which I haven't done in a long time, and started going through. What have I, because I've saved like 30 things in my queue. I just haven't gotten around to watching much of it.
What did you choose?
So I found a docuseries on there called Wrestlers. It's, of course, it's on brand with me, right?
Somehow you found it, Gator.
Somehow I found it. Well, I don't think it was in my queue from last time. So this has been added since my last viewing, I guess. But it follows... it's like an hour. There's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 episodes or like an hour each. They follow Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is based out of Louisville, Kentucky, I think.
Okay.
And it's former WWE star Al Snow is the guy who runs it and can kind of brought it back from almost extinction. And they're having money issues and they've got some investors and there's lots of infighting. And it's interesting. It's interesting. I powered through 4 episodes last night, and
I'm surprised you didn't finish.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
I got to tell you,
okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's hard to watch, in some ways, because, I mean, these are people that are not—they're not making money, at all. I mean, hardly any. You know, barely enough to survive, and you know, they live by very, very humble means, and it's in a very poor area of the country, and you know they're trying to do this summer tour. This is, I imagine, this is from a couple years ago, and it's just, you know, sparsely attended. And there are a few things sadder than when you go to see like a band play and there's 15 people there or something like that.
Right.
Because what does it make the band feel like? You know, like nobody came to see us. Yeah. You can take it two ways. You can either take it that way or you can just say, you know what? We're going to rock the house tonight for you
for these 15 people.
And I love when people have that attitude. And these wrestlers have kind of had that attitude. Even though there's not many people in the crowd, they're still giving it their all. And it's kind of cool. So I've been watching that, but it was there was a scene that was like really hard to watch involving one of the investors who had bought into the company. And he's kind of butting heads with Al Snow. So you got the marketing money side versus the guy who's doing the creative wrestling side. And something happened. I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't watched it.
Fair enough. I got into the Netflix wormhole was it last Friday, maybe? No, it wasn't last Friday. I guess it was before the draft. And I saw something on social media saying why people can't stop talking about this series. And I'm like, So that piqued my curiosity. The thing is, I'm almost a documentary only kind of guy now.
I
prefer documentaries to anything else that is on Netflix or Prime. Although on Apple TV, I guess Severance, they've been shooting season two and Severance was great. But so I said, let me try this because of that teaser, why people can't stop talking about this. And I watched the first episode and I'm like, okay.
First episode of what?
I haven't said yet.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of this and I said, this is highly disturbing and I don't know that I want to continue with this. And it's the show Baby Reindeer. Neither of you have heard anything about it?
No.
I'm one episode in and I feel like I am this close to committing and going all in and this close to pulling a plug because I'm wildly intrigued and yet not sure I want to move forward with it, if that makes any sense.
Am I allowed to read the description from Netflix?
You can, yeah. If anybody, quick text, let me know. Is it worth going on? Because I don't know that I want to watch the rest of this.
When a struggling comedian shows one act of kindness to a vulnerable woman, it sparks a suffocating obsession which threatens to wreck both their lives.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a documentary.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a drama. I haven't heard of anybody that's in this, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Richard Gadd, who also created it. I don't know who he is.
Suffice it to say, I'm one episode in, and I don't know that I want to go on. But maybe
did the episode grab you, or was it just disturbing where you're like, I can't, I don't even...
I don't even know how to describe it. I almost want you to watch it and come back after one episode and tell me what you think.
Well, I told you that I started watching a movie last week and I got like a half an hour into it. I'm like, I can't. The subject matter is too much for me.
Oh, yeah. What was the movie?
I forget what the movie was.
It's about the guy who had just a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a 9-to-5 job.
Auschwitz. Yeah. I mean.
Living right next to Auschwitz, yeah. So that was too much to watch.
So Evan just came in here and he saw that. He's watched the whole thing, Doug. Okay, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you or anybody.
Yeah.
But he said it's based off a true story.
Oh, God.
And he watched the whole thing, okay?
All right.
He said it's awful. But I don't know what that means. Now, that could mean what you're saying, you know, like, well, you don't want to watch it anymore. Or does it mean it's not?
It just feels like it's headed to a very, very dark place, and I...
Take it for what it's worth. That's what he said.
Okay.
But he watched the whole thing. And...
But he kept going. Like, I want to stop. I want to quit you right now, Baby Reindeer. I want to quit you.
So I haven't seen this, but based on the description of a struggling comedian shows an act of kindness to a vulnerable woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this could go many ways, Gator.
I know. It's like some guy performs, there's nobody there, he leaves the nightclub, and there's some woman who's on the street down on her luck, and he just offers her a cup of coffee or something like that, and next thing you know, she's just totally latched onto him?
No.
You want some of this feedback, Doug?
It's funny. It was tea that he offered her, and he was a bartender, but yeah, give me some feedback.
All right, just real quick, all right? They came in real fast, right? Baby, here we go. Just finished Baby Reindeer. It gets much more insane after episode one.
Yeah. I can see it coming.
All right. First couple episodes are pretty good, but his show drags on too long. It's from Tim.
Okay.
This one, unnamed ticket texter, it made my skin crawl.
Yeah, I can see that too.
The main character in Baby Reindeer is the creator and the one who actually this happened to.
No way.
Stay away, Doug. This gets very dark and effed up.
That's what I think. That's exactly where I think it's going.
Tristan in St. Clair says, I couldn't watch it. It was weird. Then it got weirder.
Yep. I think we all...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have just convinced Doug. I'm out.
It gets horribly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think you've
what episode? What episode? And there's a lot there.
I got to tell you, I kind of want to watch just one episode.
I'm just looking at the descriptions. There's seven episodes total. I'm looking at the descriptions of the first couple. I'm like, oh, boy.
Once it buckle up, Doug.
Yeah. I'm getting off the ride.
Baby reindeer. Oh, look at the baby reindeer.
That's kind of the whole point.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Let's check that out.
All right.
Dear God, no.
Yeah, right?
The hell?
I think I'm out. I think they've done a good job. They've convinced me. Don't do it. All right.
No more random acts of kindness, huh?
No, this is when there's no more Tiger baseball. This is what we're doing. Like we're watching Netflix.
Yeah, so All-Star break.
Okay. So, question about follow-up to the draft. Should I take this?
Right. Yeah.
Martello, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Martello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love listening to you guys every day. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, listen, my wife and I started watching Baby Reindeer, and she liked it, but I could not stand it. Don't waste your time. It's not worth it. It's disturbing. It's weird. I shut it off and,
but
it's
your
not
wife,
worth it, Doug.
Your wife liked it.
You know, it's funny. My wife enjoyed it actually. And I didn't. So I don't know. I just thought it was weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
She liked it though. So I don't know.
I haven't watched this. Is it an indictment on women if they like this and the men don't?
I know. Are you a little concerned that your wife liked it and you were so disturbed by it, Martello?
Yeah, and I kind of sleep with one eye open. So, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Is that an ice pick in the nightstand?
So remember when I went all in with the series Crash on Netflix?
Yeah.
With Glenn Yoon. And you guys.
Glenn Yoon. Stephen Yoon?
Stephen Yoon. Glenn Yoon. Glenn was his character. Yeah, my bad. Stephen Yoon. Glenn was the character in The Walking Dead. Yeah. Anyway, you guys didn't bite at all. I watched the whole thing, and that got dark and disturbing. Why do I keep getting drawn into these?
Dark and disturbing is interesting, though.
I don't want to be disturbed.
Too disturbing.
Yeah. That got very disturbing. But all right. Question about the draft. Post draft, it's for you directly. Those of you that went there, and those that watched, and I know many of us did. We will get to that today at 10:20.
Did your wife watch the first episode with you?
No, and I was doing it while I was working out in the basement. I was thinking about telling her, I want you to watch this one episode and report back and see what she says. Maybe we'll do it.
What if she goes, ooh, it's good?
Yeah, then I'm better. Yeah, sleep with one eye open.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.